The natural follow-up to Blueprints for Successful Franchising is to study the reasons why franchisors fail. Apply that understanding to a franchise that is being developed and hopefully avoid the obstacles. Prospective franchisors must carefully analyze and resolve three key issues. 1. The concept they plan to franchise in terms of its potential for success. 2. Their own temperament and personality relative to assuming the role of franchisor. And 3. The team building and financial requirements necessary to make successful franchising a reality. And it is also a simple fact of life that the failure rate among emerging franchisors is quite high. The only answer to minimizing risk in the unforgiving world of franchising is to prepare thoroughly. Although franchise expertise and foresight are not normally part of the new franchisor's attributes, they are still critical to successfully negotiating the three early stages of franchising, which are feasibility, formation, and management. Although during the feasibility and formation stages of development, most franchisors have the good sense to enlist the help of professional resources, such as attorneys and consultants. But these relationships tend to fade away once the franchisor has the UFOC in hand. It is this critical point when things go awry because the offering circular is simply not a graduate degree in franchising. It is just a license to franchise. What is most helpful to the new franchisor is the ability to look into the future and understand what pitfalls may be encountered, as well as outline proper strategies for avoiding and overcoming those future problems. But unfortunately, this type of strategic planning is not part of the normal development process. The Bibby Group perhaps views franchise development differently than most, but after years of study and observation, we have found a very practical, logical approach to minimizing failure.